Good morning. We're on Masechet Tamid. Just finished the parak on Daf Lamed Gimel. Toshana Rabba. So Pitcha Tava, everybody. We're starting with the Mishnah Dalet on Lamed Bet Tamud Bet of the last parak of the Mishnah, which is actually the Mishnah got up to seven prakim, right? Even though one parak was only half an amud, but I guess Mishnah is like this: Misha Zacha beKetoret, Iya Noted Akaf. So the person who was zochet to win the Keturim was only one guy who ever did it in his life, or in theory. It was the idea that you did it once. That's what we saw. We said yesterday, we saw that the Memuneh called the Chadashim to come and do the pious of the Keturit in Mishnah Aleph. So Mishlachah b'Keturit, and on Tered Akaf, you take the spade, right? V'akaf domeh letarkav gadol shel zav. It's similar to like a big sort of golden spade. The difference is that this one only mechazeket shlosha kav, it holds three kav, right? Look at the Rosh, the parish of the Rosh, at the very end, who kaf katan. The very last words of the Rosh on the Amud. Right? The bazach is a kaf katan. There was the bazach, there was the. He took the kaf, and there was a bazach, a little spade in it. Right? And I see. Bazach ya betocho. Right? And malei v'gadush ketoret. So he dug in the thing, this whole cuff was full. He took out from the cuff this bazach, which was full of ketoret. Right? Malei v'gadush ketoret. Rashi said, it's the Rambam, you know. It's not Rashi, it's the Rambam on the parish of, yeah? It says, v'sheyehe malei v'gadush, sheyehe bazach malei u'metukan. Right? It's Salomar. Habazach shu b'toch ha-kaf. Right? It says that which is inside the cuff. Kedai shelo titpazer haketoret. Okay, that's why it's inside this other spade. The bazach is full. The kaf is like almost like a saucer, protecting the stuff from falling onto the ground. That's really what it's about. He sticks his whole thing in, but it's the bazach which is what he's holding, right? V'kvar bi'arim masechet kritot shemakrivin hemenu b'chol yom mishkal mea dinarim. We saw this, right? Mishkal chamishim baboker mishkal chamishim meiv. So it's half all day. That's what the Rambam says. The kisui haya alone had a cover on as well, this kaf, right? Ukamin metutelet haya alav milamalan. Look at the Rambam there. Umetutelet chatichak tana shel beged. Like a cloth over it. Lefichach amar shayu memalina bazach ketoret mechase ota v'michse v'notnin ala mechse milamala mapak tana meod kamin chatichat beged. Tana bazach kulo otoch hakaf. V'otel hakaf biyado v'oseh bo mashit v'er b'perek shel achar zeh. This is the Rambam, what did that do? He had the kaf. This is the Rambam. Yeah. The Mishnah, if you look at the Parush, if you look at yesterday's daf, look at Lamed Bet Amud Bet at the bottom there, on the Tosfot side of the Mefaresh, it says, Mikan Ve'elach Hu Parush HaRambam Zal. There, look there. Right down there, yeah, no, go, turn over, there we are. See the middle, there's a break there?
No.
In the brackets, look at the top there, in the small writing, Mikan Ve'elach. There.
The bracket, okay.
We come
to
Ella.
Where we should
run by. Uh-huh.
To the end of the
Masechet. There's no longer a Mefarish. The Rebbe Baruch is gone. He's obviously lost his stuff. There's a Rosh, and basically on the Amud now, there's the Rosh of the Rambam. There's hardly the Rebbe Gershom either.
That's an old Gemara also there.
I don't know, many in your Gemara is there, show me that.
Yeah.
Rosh and Rambam, hey? Ketuv Rambam.
Rambam,
right? Yeah. The Rav, yeah. Can we get the Rav at the back? I said, it's basically we got the Rosh Rabbam and Rivet on the Daf, right? That's quite interesting, quite a nice combination. I mentioned it yesterday.
The three
of us. Okay. So, you know, the Mechaber, Paskin Alochas, he basically took the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. And he went after, as a rule, he writes in the introduction, as a rule, he went the majority, over the majority.
Shulchan Aruch.
Based on the tour. The father of the tour was the Rosh. So the tour quotes his father almost every halacha. But the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, when he paskened halacha, say he wrote his Beit Yosef on the tour, and then we came to Shulchan Aruch to actually write who the halacha is like. He wrote that he based on the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. And he went over the majority, according to the majority. So it was two out of three of the majority, etc. Now, it's a little bit of a weighted situation because the Rambam and the Rif in about 95% or 96% of the time are the same. So it's like taking the Rambam, the Rambam's father, the Talmud was the Rimigash, was the Talmud of the Rif. So that's a direct lineage there from the Rif. And the Rambam Paschal is almost like the Rif. And the Rosh doesn't. So you got basically the Rambam and the Rim and the Rosh. But yeah, we got them on the Amud. It's quite amazing. You got the Rosh and the Rambam together on it doesn't happen often in Gemaras that we've seen. I think never happened. We've never seen a Gemara yet. I was going to put on the Rambam on it. And the Rosh is also new only now. So we've got them both on the prank. So proper heavyweights. Okay.
But he actually doesn't say the Rambam, though.
Huh?
Doesn't actually say Rambam.
Just be Kanva Elachum.
If you look at the top,
I could do Gemara and say Rambam. Not the Rashi either, right? Okay. So now, basically this cup was like a big bucket with the bazach inside it. You can see to the extent they went not to spoil the ketoret. Right, then come in with the next mishnah. Misha zacha b'machtah datal mechtah takesef. Rosh Mizbech. Now the person who was zoche, look at the Rosh over here. Misha zacha b'machtah. How can I find it? The Rosh over here. Maybe to the previous Amish school. I'm not gonna find the Rosh. Oh, here we are, the Rosh, sorry, thoughts on the side. Yeah, Malagus Ktoret, the Rosh is around about halfway down the inside column. Mishnah Machta Lachtot Gechalim Me'ala Mizbeach, Achitzon, Ulolicham Letaten Amizbeach Apnimi, Lachtira Lavida Ktoret, Veloha Yaba Pais. There wasn't a pais for that, so they now take coals for the Mizbeach Achitzon to put onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the person is going to now do the Haktorah Ketoret, does the Ketoret inside the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? Ela HaZocheh BeKetoret Omer LeZeh She'etz, look at this. There wasn't a prize for this, but the guy who won the Ketoret, he chooses who puts the coals on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? He says like this, Ela HaZocheh BeKetoret Omer LeZeh She'etz Lo, Zacha Imi B'machta. He says to the guy next to him, you come help me, right? Va'ala L'Rosh HaMizbeach V'chata V'yarad. He got to back at the coals, bring it down, and take this. So that wasn't a pious there, right? It was like you could bring your friend with you. Upanata gechalim helach vehelach. Right, the shita edzin helach vehelach. He moves the coals around. He arad veiran letoch shel zahav. He takes the coals, and he puts them into something. It says letoch shel zahav. Right, look at the rosh over here. Tamot is a kesef. So it says here, Natal Machte Shel Kesev, which is missing from our Gemara. Right? If you look further down over here, V'idan Iran Letoch Shel Zahav, the very first wild lines at the bottom. Aval lo haya choteh b'shel zahav. He didn't actually use the gold to dig a golden cuff, to dig the coals out, because it's very hot. Why? Look at this. The Torah chas al mabonam shel Yisrael. The Torah is concerned about the Am Yisrael's world. If you put gold kli into the hot coals, it'll melt, it'll be destroyed. Right? Shehi nechseret michom ha'esh, to basically melt her from the heat. So therefore, he doesn't actually use a golden cuff. That's why it says there ve'iran letoch shel zahav, right? He pours it into a golden something. Nitpazeh menu kekav gechalim, puts it about a kav of gechalim. Vaya mechabdan la'ama. You see that? He throws it into the ama. The ama is the river that runs past it. Right, look at Rashi, the Rosh Hashanah. There's nothing to do here, not why we're extinguishing. Right? So how long limud here, which we're not going to have time to get now. Now then, Ube Shabbat, Ayakofe Alehem Psachtes. Now we've got all these coals, which you can't basically extinguish on Shabbos. During the week wasn't a problem to extinguish, but we put into it was more mechuba to throw into the river, the balance of the coals. But then on Shabbos, what do you do? V'Shabbos hiya kofei alein psachter, and Rashi in the Mishnah straight away says, "This is taking the coals now to put onto the mizbeach apnimi so they can light the ketoret,
okay,
right?" And then the Mishnah says straight away, "What's a psachter? Psachter ata kli gadol mechazeket letech. Remember, letech is half a cup, I think. What's the translation there, by the way? Letech is half a cup. What does it say there?
Lesech.
Doesn't say lesech.
Half."
We learned that before, right? Half a kur. Right. We learned that. It's a big, big, big thing. Right, little half a kur. And then, so he put into this psechet, and atakli galu mechzidetech, ushtai shashot hayuba. Chachu moshech ba v'yored, v'chachu ochez ba milamal mishvus lotit gagel. Quite amazing. The Rosh explains it over here. We were discussing on Shabbos yesterday. It looks like a big sort of like a bucket sort of thing, and they have two chains, one at the bottom, The one Kohen would pull, it would, he basically roll it down the kevish of the Mizbeach. So there'd be a chain in the front, chain at the back. Kohen would hold it in the chain and pull, and a Kohen at the back would hold it so it wouldn't go down too fast. And they basically pull this letech down the Mizbeach, full of the coals. See that?
Put the
part
over the...
Right, over
coals.
The... Over the coals. But
and then pull it down.
So either he'd pull it down, I don't know, until this cup upside down. Either he'd pull it down like with the coals and like this, or he'd turn it over and pull it down. Whatever
like
you want to... Right, whatever you want. But one line is...
Why did they do that in a shovel?
Because it was Shabbos, they couldn't extinguish the coals on Shabbos.
Well,
so in order to be careful, they couldn't throw it into the Amai, into the river, because it would go out. So they basically dealt with the difference. They covered it up and they pulled it down and his back off the ramp. Probably get dangerous to have it on the kevish with burn kohanim, burn their feet. They have these hot coals around. Had to get rid of the hot coals. And it served three purposes. They'd cover it over gechalim and on the sherets on Shabbos. Look at the Rosh Hashanah sherets and on sherets Shabbos she nimtza ba'azara. The choshesin shemi yigabo adam, right? The people would become tuma, become tamei, right? They touch the sherets. The sherets running around in the bed, they cover the sherets. Kufin la psachter ve'ein motzein oto b'shabbos mishum isur mukta. The sherets is mukta on Shabbos. They couldn't pick it up, so they covered it up. It's like a Pesach on Yontif. You see chometz, you cover it. If it's during the week, if it's not Pesach, if it's not Yontif, you can take it out and go burn it. But on Pesach on Yontif, you can't burn it. You can't do your right, so you cover it. Same idea, right? See, now this is interesting because this is a shvut, muktzah. Normally we said that there ain't shvut b'migdash, right? So this is Gemara Menachem, we learned this. Then it's not kanim v'nachatan ain dochin Shabbos u'ilim v'pesachim. Okay? Gabe kanim ayusham v'yesh v'fashim yishum da'azara reshut harabim. You see that? The reason why, another opinion is because the azara was reshut harabim. V'nire li she ta'u b'har damin v'rakam ed v'pesachim. So the merit of Shut Rabbim who velo he dahatav inyan safek tuma kamar aval inyan Shabbat kevin the mukefet mechitza v'tlatot neulim belayle ve'ein sharim ze keneged ze havir shtara hayachid min haTorah. He says something to Shut Rabbim, that's something the machmir. He says it's a mistake. It's a shtara hayachid. Okay, let's get moving. Right, according to Agav Gechalim, we're worried about the three things we saw. The one is that they were kofin to Agav Gechalim and Asheret, moridin by Tadeshen and Agav Mizbeach. So they serve basically to get down the coals or the sherets and remove also the additional deshen. So they're like a trolley, like a wagon, which they could pull down this back. Okay, new Mishnah. Higiu beina ulam lemizbeach. So now they're busy now with the ketoret, and they get now between the ulam and the mizbeach on the west side of the mizbeach, right? Natal eta magrefa. So look at the Rosh over here, right? He says over here, higiu beina ulam lemizbeach. Otam shezachu b'machta u'b'katorit. Those guys who are busy now with the coals and the katorit, he says, yeah, they're right. B'machta et katorit, right? So now he says, they took the spade. Right? He says, yeah, metargaminan, yeah, migruftei. V'chol ze aya asui kemin magrefa. V'z like a big rake. V'zorka ben ha'olam l'izbeach, and they throw it down there. En adam shomea kol chaver b'shalayim. Remember, we had this magrefa full of noises and holes and made noises. Remember, with like a musical type instrument. Remember that? The magrefa, we said it made lots of noises, lots of sounds. V'zorka ben ha'olam l'izbeach, en adam shomea kol chaver b'shalayim mikol magrefa, because it made such a big noise. V'shlosha dvarim ha'tam ha'shameshet. Again, three things this rake did. Kohen sh'shomea kola yodea she'echav ha'kohanim l'chasim l'ishtachavot. When he hears the noise, the sounds from this magrefa, he knows the kohanim now starting to do their story. V'urats uba, and he runs there. U'mishtachaveh, he bows down the shita edge in the shachaveh. U'ben levi shushomet kolada, and a levi who hears this, yodeh she'echav ha'levim nichasim ledaver b'shir. They're talking to sing. V'urats uba, and he comes as well. V'rosh ha'ma'aman haya ma'amid et ha'tmeim b'shar ha'mizrach. And at the same time over here, and look at the rosh over here. Ma'amid ha'tmeim b'shar ha'mizrach. Kol ha'tmeim shebo'oto beit av she'oved hayom ayu tzrichin navo. And all the ones who were tamei had to come. Obviously, Kohanim got tamei all the time. B'Hamidrash, it seems, right? V'rosh beit av ma'amidin b'shar ha'mizrach, at the eastern gate. She'akol nichsim v'yotzin derech sham. That's where they come through. Perakets ha'tzolin. So the first time, echad amar b'bnei chashad shelo yomru otam kohanei beit av ploni uploni lo ratu levatel b'melachtan v'lavo l'shret v'chad amar. Kedei Levaisham Al Shelo Nizaru Atumas. The reasons why they're put in there. The one says to embarrass them, to publicly shame them. They all come and stand there. We got Tamei. Other guys come to show that they wouldn't try and run away from doing the work. They still want to do the work. They can't work because they're Tamei. Okay, that's the Machlum. Okay. Hadran Lach Amale Mamune. Okay, new parrot. Hechalu Olim. Right, now they start going up over there. Mishe Zachu beKetoret beMachta. Right, we're talking now, still carrying on with these guys who got the Ketoret and the Zachta. They start Olim beMa'alot HaUlam, on the steps of the Ulam. Right, look at I'm using the Rosh now, basically. If you want to follow me, I'm not going to say that again. I'm just following in the Rosh. Every time I'm talking, I'm reading the Rosh. I want to go to move quicker now. Right, Ulam Kiritna beMidot. Right, that there was 12 Ma'alot HaYu Ben Mezbech, there were 12 steps. Misha Zachu Bedishlum is Bech Apnimi Vamenoris. Those now who got they had to now go in and do. Remember, we saw earlier on the pious to clean out the candles and the Mizbech Apnimi where the Ketoret was. Hayu Makdimin Lifnei would run in front of them, in front of the guards with the Ketoret. Right? Litol HaKadim. Remember, they left Kadim. Remember, they had those Kadim there. Remember, he left the Kadim on the second step. Remember? He left the Kadim on the second step when he did the candles. He left the two candles still burning, etc. So he ran in there to get the Kadim. Ubishvilat Shedeshen Izbayach Apnimi Vamenora Nitanu Makom Echad Hutzrach Medashedet Amenora. Therefore, the guy who was doing the Dushan Menorah, Liot Lahaniach Shamet Akuz. He left the Kuz there. Ubishvil Hatavat Shtei Menorot. Because he'll go back and do two menorahs. He Niach Sham Gam Medashen Amizbayach Et HaTenek Reshi Yotzim Biyachad. So the Medashen Amizbayach, that's the Menorah, those two guys left their Kadim behind, the Tene and the Kuz. So that the guys coming in now could finish off the job of the last two candles and clean up the menorah for the Ketoret. They'd have to run ahead first. So the guy who was doing the Mizbeach, he'd go in there, bow down, and leave. Now look at this Hishtachavua. The Rosh makes a comment here. Why is the Hishtachavua all the time? Look at the Rosh here. Hishtachavua v'yatza. Every time they finished their avoda, they came to the end of an avoda, they did about that bad. It's amazing. So they started the deshen, he came back, finished the deshen, he came to bring out the tene, so he bowed down. Right? Ke'eved shemeshamesh et rabo, like a slave serving his master. V'notel reshut v'yotze, basically get permission to leave from Hashem and leave the Mizbech. Right? Then the guy who was cleaning the menorah, remember, he found the two candles lit. Even though they weren't lit, he had lit them again. Remember, when he came the last time, if they were out, we said they extinguished them. If they were extinguished, he would relight them. So he comes in and finds them alight. He cleans the eastern one. Look at the Rosh Havia. He takes out the wick and the oil. And cleans the menorah. And he puts in the new wick and the new oil. And then back to the Mishnah, Meniach et HaMaravik. They still leaves the western one. Remember, when he says the eastern and the western, it's the two western ones, right? So it's the eastern one, which is the second one from the west. It's not the eastern one or right on the east, right? He leaves the two western ones burning, but now he takes the eastern one of the western one. So it's the second one. Meniach HaMaravik Dolek. Because he always has to have the Ner Tamid. Zehu Ner Maravi. Shnoten Ba Shemen. Kemidat Chavroteh puts in the same amount of oil as his friends. Vayetad dolek, but it burnt longer. It's one of the miracles. Vahaya madlik bimene l'shar, and he writes on the candles from there. And look at the Rosh says, yeah. Ve'edut hi shehashchina shora b'Yisrael. Amazing, eh? And this is proof that the Shechina is in amongst Israel, that the western light stayed burning. The same amount of oil. So the idea of Chanukah was a menace in the Mikdash every single day. That one candle could light for longer than all other candles, right? Shemino yad lemik leminorah v'matzu shekava. If he found that it was burnt out, medashto madikom izbeach ha'olah. He rewrote it. Look what the Rosh says. Matzo shekava. If matzo shekava, right? It's the very first wide lines of the Rosh. They says bizman she'ein hanes. Right? See, if there wasn't a nes, they never got bogged down. The details just carried on, and he just light it. Right, that reminds me of Havdil. You know, you got that I forget. Right, medashdo madim mizbech ha'ola. He would then clean it right from the mizbech ha'ola. Natale takuz b'mal hashnia. He took this bucket now from the second level. V'yishtachavua v'yatza. Why yishtachavua? Because for the same reason. Look at the Rosh here. Ki ata gamar avodato. So every time he finishes the avoda, he bows down. So the guy doing the menorah finishes, bows down, goes out. The guy doing the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he's now finished doing his job, he bows down and he leaves.
In any particular direction?
Well, probably to the Kodesh HaKodashim. Yes, he's in the Mizvah, he's in the Ulam now. I imagine he bows to the Kodesh HaKodashim, to the Aron.
Yeah. Is it one of the
Kohen Gadol could do? Kohen Gadol could do any job that he wanted. Didn't we see it already the other day? Or are we coming up to it?
What?
The Kohen Gadol. Yeah, in the next Mishnah, Steve. Oh. Mishnah Gimel, the next Perek is the last Abud, is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol can do whatever he wants. Kohen Gadol was a supra Kohen, and he could choose any avodah that he wanted, any day that he wanted, never had to do pious. So arrived in the morning, says, okay guys, no Korban Tamid pious today, I'm doing Korban Tamid. And then they'd skip that pious. But we'll see in a second that there are certain things a little bit different to give him the kavod. We'll see if we get there. Let's go. All right. So now, Mishnah Chavak Torah, we're up to Mishnah Chavak Machta, Mishnah Betia. Tzavar ta gechalim agabe ha-mizbeach. He take the gechalim, pile them on top of the mizbeach. V'radadan b'shule ha-machte v'shtachavu v'yatza. Right? It's also make sure from the end, to get it out, squash it out flat from the end of the machte. And then yishtachavu v'yatza, the same idea, because he basically finished his job. The Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Chavak Ketoret. So the guy who had already been zoche in the previous parak of the Ketoret, Yanotel Abazach mitocha kaf, he take now this, remember the little kaf in the big kaf, right? The notno le ohavo o le krovo. You see that? Somebody who he liked, he wanted to be part of this mitzvah, or to a relative of his. Nitpazem menu le tocho notno lo chaf bechofnav, he spread it all out, take a handful of it from it, umelamdin oto. And what does it mean, umelamdin oto? Look at the Rosh at the bottom here. Umelamdin oto. Remember, he only did it once in his life, right?
There were two kohanim who went.
There were four. There were lots. It was the medasher eta menorah, medasher eta mizbeach apnimi. Now the maktir ketoret and his assistant.
To do the ketoret, you need the guy to do the calls. The guy
who was cleaning the mizbeach
and his friend.
And his friend, right? Right. Look at you, umelamdin oto. Lefi shelo hitir miyamav. He never done this before. It was a new job because he entered it once, right? Hayu tzrichin lelamdo, to teach him. Shelo yitpazru haketoret me'al hagechalim shlefanav. He couldn't put the Quran on top. He had to spread the ketoret around the coals, not bundled on top of the coals, right? Ki ya'alet timrato. So that would, the stake, what do you call the timra? Ya'alet timra, the smoke, you know, had to go up in a cloud. Right, a pillar, thank you. When he poured it on the gechalim, lefazer chutza lo yachol ela matchil berichuk imenu u'moshech yado elav. Hitchil meraded v'yotza. Basically, you have to do it in a certain way. I'm not sure exactly what it was. Klomar hitchil meraded u'mefazer letzad panim klapei mara v'yotzi. There was a way to do it from his side towards the west side. I'm not even sure exactly what it was. And then he do it. Then look what happens over here. Have a zahir shemet tachil mi panecha shlo tichve, he shouldn't get burnt. Hitchil miradadam viyotze, lo haya ha-maktir, he couldn't actually do the burning of the incense, ad sheha memune omer lo hakter. Now look here, Steve, ve'im haya kohen gadol, ha-memune omer lo, ishi kohen gadol hakter. Gave him kavod. He said, ishi kohen gadol hakter. Right, look at the Going to Hakter, Peshu Ha'am Viktir Vishtachavua Viyatza. Okay, again, and he bowed down anyway. Look at the Rosh over here. It says over here, Madlam Dinoto. It says, Achemuno Melo Hiktir, Kamemunia Ya Mazhir et Kulam, Lefaresh Peshata Ketoret. They made them all go out to the Toret. Vazomer, and then he says, anyone left behind? He said, go out. Vazomer Lahaktir Hektir. Right? Now with the Kohen Gadol here, the reason why he says Ishi is because it was a kavod to the Kohen Gadol. Now I didn't make that up. I read that somewhere, but I can't. It's not in the Rosh.
When we talk about Memuneh, is it one Memuneh?
This is Memuneh. It looks like this was the Memuneh al Apaisim. So we had two. Then we had Amalim Memuneh. The Rosh said over here, Hu Memuneh lechach leseder avodat hayom. Okay, va'amar lahem la'achar shebaul lishkat hagazit שתפילתו של אדם נשמעת במקום, but he's the ממונה on the avoda of the day. It seems like there's one guy, right? You know, like in the parades in the army, you have that guy. What's he called? The rasar. What's it called?
Yeah,
the rasar. The rasara, whatever. It looks like he's the rasar. Rasar, yeah, rasar, right? Whatever. He's the guy. Okay, so now ishiku hadran lach achelu olim hadran lach olim hadran lach olim. Okay, last amud. Let's go. We've got 15 minutes. Okay, we'll do it. Bizman shekohen gadol nichnas. You see that? Now we're on. So now we saw the kohen. And what does it mean? Bizman shekohen gadol nichnas lishtachavot. Right. So look at the Rosh Avia. I apologize that I'm not giving the Rambam enough coverage, but the Rosh is just much more pshat than on the Parash. Lishtachavot achar haketara nichnas leichal lishtachavot. After he's done the haketara, he goes into the heichal lishtachavot to bow down. The ein ze bir reikanit. And it's not just stam coming for no reason. Look what he says in the Rosh, Ishtachavua avodahi. Bowing down is an avoda. It's obviously a machloket there. That's the Rosh is telling us this. There's not just stam coming in, not because bear reckon it's come for no reason. No, it's not a good answer. So now he'd come in. And look, when the Kohen Gadol comes in, look at this. Shlosha ochzin bo. Three people go in holding him. Echad bimino, vechad bismolo, vechad bavanim tovot. One comes in on his right, holding his right hand. One comes in holding his left hand, and one comes in with the abanim tovot. Look at the Rosh Hashanah. This is the cover they gave to a kosher Kohen Gadol. They support him. Now, what does it mean? It comes in with a choshen. Right? Then, v'kevan sheshama ha'memune kol raglav shel Kohen Gadol. And when the Mamune hears the Kohen Gadol coming out, she would say, "Higbir lo et haparochet." He lifted up the parochet. Now the question is, which parochet is this? Look at the Rosh. Hatalui lifnei petach haheichal letzniut v'kachayah lifnei shar haulam. This is talking about the petach haheichal. They had for curtains in the different ways. The machlok is where the
ulam and heichal.
So that's different, right? If it's between, if this is seen up between the ulam and the heichal, which is now the entrance, not the kodesh hakodashim, right? So now, remember that the Mamune is inside. Here's the Kohen Gadol coming from the outside. They open up the curtain for him. He comes in. Right? And then it looks like the Mamune would go. The guards who were helping him came in, bowed down, and they left. And they left alone the Kohen Gadol. Right? Bau v'amdu amalot ha'ulam. They stood on the stairs of the ulam. Look at the Rosh Avia. Ha'maktir, ha'zoche b'machte, me'oto shekibel ha'kaf. So these two guys, the maktir and the zoche b'machta, right? That he got the spoons there. Amdu arishonim, l'derom achehem ha'kohanim. They stood to the south of the kohanim. V'chamisha kelim, they had five kelim in their hands. Now ha'teni b'yad echad, ha'kuz b'yad echad. So now the bucket and the jug. From the dishon of the menorah and the dishon of the mizbeach, va'machte b'arechad, and the spade in the one hand, va'bazach, that's the little spade inside the in the other hand, v'kaf v'kisuya b'arechad. So you got the machte of the coals, and you got the bazach of the ketoret, the kaf of the ketoret, and the bad, that kisu of the bad b'arechad. Right? These are all the kohanim. Birchu et ha'am bracha achat. And now they give a bracha to the nation. Look at the Rosh Hashanah. Nasu kapehem levarech et Yisrael. Now their hands are full of all these kalim. Right? What do they do with the kalim? They keep them in their hands and they put them down on the floor. They can do birkat kohanim with the kalim, right? Yavarecha v'chule, look what it says, Yavarecha, Shem Yishmerecha, Ya'er and Yisa. You remember Yachad, bli hefsek ben time. There's no hefsek. Not Yavarecha, Shem Yishmerecha, and the Tzibur answers Amen. Why did they answer Amen? Because in the Beit HaMikdash we said they don't answer Amen. Remember what did they say? They said Baruch Shem Kol Mechlo Lamed. So the question is, why don't they say Baruch Shem Kol Mechlo Lamed in the middle? The Rosh, look at this, Rosh.
Can anyone hear them? Who's the
Am
that hears them?
I don't know, but there must be other Kohanim in the Azara who hear them running around. But that's a good point. You know, and they hear them, maybe. That's not the Rosh. Look at the Rosh says. She'ein on in Amen Mikdash. We saw that, right?
When we hear about the Kohanim blessing them, where are they standing? Where are they standing?
On the Maalot. On the steps, I think.
So But here they're even inside.
No, here they're outside. They've gone out now. They're standing on the steps facing the Mizbeach. Oh, it says, remember, it says that they all leave.
Yes, it says, I'm doing
Look at the Rosh over here. She'arni amigdash. Lechach lo ayu mafsikin b'nehem. Now he says, v'im tomar v'harei onei baruch shem kur machto lame. Why don't they answer that? Rosh says it. I don't know. Le'esh lomar, kevan de birkat kohanim. Eina ki ele levarech et Yisrael. Lo ayu onei baruch shem kur machto lame. V'af bi she'b'yom ha'kipurim ayu onin. He has your question, Robert. In the midst, on Yom Kippur, they would answer. Right? Zehu mishum chashivut hayom. Because they were so important. Shehu yom slichu mechile v'chapara. But during the week, it seems to be implying the Rosh Hashanah, what you're saying. They're bent, they're being, giving a bracha to Am Yisrael, and they can't hear them. So who's going to answer? Right? But on Yom Kippur, even though people can answer, they would still say, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's carry on. Right. Ele sheba medina, that's in the chutzla, outside the Ben HaMikdash, omri mota, shalosh brachot, or b'migdash bracha achat. In the medina, we say three brachas, and we answer, made in the middle. In the Midrash was one long brocha for the Kohanim. The Midrash Yomrim et Hashem ke kichtavo. The Midrash wouldn't say Yerechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha or Adnut. They'd say Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Like yeah, like that they would denounce it. Ube Medina bekinuyav. Look at the Rosh here. In the Medina they would say Yud Adnut. He actually says Yeh bekinuyav ba'alev dalet. But in the Beit HaMikdash et Hashem bekichtavo Yud Hei Vav Hei. Ubeperik elu neemarim mapik lamikra. They learn from pasuk. So the Kohanim didn't say Yevrechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. They said Yevrechecha Yud Kei Vav Kei v'yishmerecha.
Is that the same
mafarish
or not? When
Kohen Gadol
would say same
mafarish. No, I think same mafarish to Kohen Gadol. I'm not sure. There's a machloket actually about that. It could also be the Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'm not sure. We learn them. We get in Kippur. We learn in Yoma. Okay, we're up to Echad B'Medina Shehirum B'Medina B'Kinuya B'Medina HaKohanim Nosim Et Yedehem. Look at this. B'Medina HaKohanim Nosim Et Yedehem K'Neged Katfehem. Like now, you do it this way, the shoulder height. Right, in the Medina. Right? U'B'Migdash Al Gabei Rashehen. In the Migdash they did it like this. There is a rush. I saw guys in the Kotel doing Kohanim like this, and I went to pick him out for it. Long time ago. And he quoted me a whole lot of Rishonim who said that they do it like that. I went to the time and I checked the Rishonim. I found your father like this. But I think look, according to this Gemara, it shouldn't be. Look at the Gemara.
No.
But he does it. This guy did it. He claimed that he had a rush to rely on. I never found that. But yeah. It says, see, the Kohen Gadol can't understand higher than the tzitz, so he couldn't do it like he did like everybody else. Amazing, eh? The Kohanim are all like this, and the Kohen Gadol is like this. Maybe that's what the Kohen Gadol stood
to tie his hands
down like a horse.
There's something on his, but he couldn't raise it.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Kohen Gadol Makbir Et Yadav Lemalim Min Hatzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can. Shneemar Vayisaron Et Yadav El Ha'am Vayivarchem. He lifted up his hands. Okay. Bizman Shekohen Gadol Rotzei Lehaktir. So when the Kohen Gadol wants to do the Haktara, right, Haya Oleh Bekevesh Vazgam Yimino. He'd go up in the Zgam, would be on his right side. He'd get a Machzid HaKevesh. He got to halfway through Achaz HaZgan Bimino Vehaleu. So when he got halfway up, right, look at the Shneemar Kubetzit there. It says, HaZgan HaKohen Gadol Bimino Ha'elau Hoshitlo. He'd help him up. And then they'd passed him, the guy who got the Wazoche, he'd get the Rosh, he passed the Rosh the Regel, the Samach, he'd do Tzmicha, the Zarkan, he'd throw it onto his back. Hoshit HaShein Rishon, Shtei HaYadayim, Noten HaKohen Gadol, the hands now, the four legs. So the guys who were Zoche, they'd still be involved in the mitzvah, just they wouldn't actually do the final throwing. The Kohen Gadol would be to do the final throwing. And he says, yeah, the smicha li did Rabbi Akevish achaz asgan, bimino veheleihu, voshit lo arishon arosh varegil, vosamach alev, zarku ashiv, voshit tashen arishon, shtayim ed shadayim, notin la kohen galo, vosamach alev, zarku, nishmat tashen, valach lo, then he would go away. The kacha yu moshitin lo shar kola everin. All the limbs, each guy would come up with his limb, pass through the scan to the kohen galo, the kohen galo throw into his back, to be the smicha. Now the rosh is over here, it's not a fully fledged smicha. Look at the fourth line of the rosh down at the bottom, very wide lines. The samach alem v'zarkun mefarish v'menachot the hach smicha lav smicha gemurahi. It's not a proper smicha leaning all his might on the animal. The ain smicha b'tzibur ele shtei smichot v'od the ain smicha v'shchuti. You don't do smicha with dead animals. The ain smicha zu ele laharot she'avodat kohen gadol chashuva. So when the Kohen Gadol was there, they added an extra bit of strength, give him a bit of a kavod, right? Lahach somech al ha'ivarim v'zorkan l'maracha. Otherwise, not a new smicha. Nishman Hashem elach lo v'kach ha'yum moshitin lo shal kol ha'verim. V'hu somech l'em zorkan. V'bizman shu rotze, hu somech v'achem zorkan. If he wanted, he didn't even do the throwing. He could just do the smicha, and somebody else could do the throwing. So basically, Kohen Gadol could do whatever he wanted. Baro l'hakif l'em izbayach. Now comes the important one. Because now with the zrika of the dam, remember we learned like this, you got to walk up on the kevish and you always move to your right. So they'd walk facing the Mizbeach like this, going around, right? So they'd go to their right, to the southeastern corner. Then they'd go to the northeastern corner, then to the northwestern corner, to the southwestern corner. And remember, there was the balance of the blood was poured down at the bottom of that gutter on the southwestern corner, remember? There was the marzev there at the bottom.
For Allah, you're just doing it at the two corners,
Northeast and the southwest. I don't know. Maybe you're right. In the chatab. Yeah, let's see what happens over here. You could be right. You mean the chatab was four corners and the ola was just the two opposite corners. That's what he does over here. So the Bachelor would say, who's so mech? Okay, Mizrachit from the southeast. Mizrachit Tzfonit, Maravit, Maravit, Dromit. Right? And now, okay, so maybe you're right, Robert, but now he says, Natulo Yain Lenasech. And then they gave him wine to do the nisuch. Hasgalumet ala keren v'hasudarim beyado. So the skan stands on the corner, and the sudarim beyado. Look at them and the farish of here. Hasgalumet ala keren shehi ama ala ma. There's like a little bit of a ramp there. Al shulchan, okay. And then l'shafshef hayan esfalim. So now bottom line. Okay, so we're not talking about the blood now. I'm confused. Sorry, you might remember the blood with the nisuch hayayin. Right, he goes all the way around the other side. Shnei kohanim omdim al shulchan ha-chalavim. The kohanim stand there. Look what the Rosh says here on the shulchan ha-chalavim. He says over here. I can't find it. Hold on, where is it? Balo lakif. Where is it, Manny?
Shalosh
dakot. Okay, forget it, right? Ushtei chatzopi yadam, they got the trumpets in their hand. Taku v'riu v'taku, they're blue. Ba'u v'amdu etzel ben Arza. Now, Ben Arza was the very first guy. This was his job with the Nisuch. Every coin after him became called Ben Arza. He became called Ben Arza. That's what the Rosh says. Chal mi minov v'chal mi sovah. And he's shachar l'nasech. He bows down to do the Nisuch. V'nif hazgan misudarim. He waves the flags. V'kish Ben Arza b'tzaltzel. Right, the Dibru Alevim Bishre started singing. He gave the parik tiku v'ishtachavu amal kol parik tiki al kol tiki v'ishtachavir. They're bad and they're blue and they're bad and they're blue. Zehu seder atamid lavrat beit Eloheinu yehi ratzon nukad mishtadof sheyibane b'imheira b'yameinu. Amen. Now we could just quickly Ashir Shayu Galibim Rim Bemigdash, but Yom Shul Yumim Lashem Ratsum Noat, Tivir Shevab, on the second of a Shayna Yumim Gadol Hashem Ulam Ma'od, but Ir Lahenu Har Kosho, second of Shisha Yumim Elohim Nitzabed at El, exactly what we say today, the right? Elohim Bekerish Mot Rivia Yumim El Nakamot Hashem the Kudofia, the Hamisha Yumim Hardinu, Elohim Uzainu, Ariul Yakov, Saint Psukim, Beshisha Yumim Lashem, Shemenek Kudovesh. Avesh v'gomim chulei b'shabbos yomrim izmor shidom ha-shabbat. Okay, so we'll do the last part for the siyum. Wow.